This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1566, how to talk about makeup and beauty across cultures in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What is considered beautiful in American culture? What about your culture? Today, we talk about skincare products and beauty and how to integrate these topics into a conversation in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Are we talking about cosmetics today, like makeup and things like that, beauty?
We are. Do you wear a lot of cosmetics?
Oh, no, not really. No, I really don't. I never wore makeup as a kid or a teenager, and I just really never really got into it. But I think sometimes I really should wear some just to like just get a little nicer, like look a little nicer when I go out. I feel like I should wear makeup kind of.
Well, you look very nice.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I just feel like sometimes it's nice to put on a little makeup, get a, you know, put on a pair of heels and just updo things a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of the bare minimum. I don't know anything about anything. Like literally I know nothing about me.
Okay.
But I put on just like a little bit sometimes, like I'm not wearing any now. I would say most of the time I don't, especially with the pandemic. There was no reason to put on.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure makeup sales went down during the pandemic.
Oh yeah, especially lipstick, right?
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so cosmetics, we're talking about cosmetics today because we have a listener question about it. Cosmetics, that's another word for, you know, things you put on your face. It might not be makeup. It might be like a lotion. I don't even know if cosmetics necessarily includes like hair care, but I think of more like lotion, makeup, maybe hair, but that's, I think more the face personally.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, obviously this, you know, this episode is helpful for women, but for our guy listeners, you know, men wear lotion sometimes too. And also if you have a girlfriend or a wife and you need to be able to talk to them about this stuff, you also need to know it. So tune in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we do have a listener question about this, but before we get into that, guys, if you want to find out what your fluency score is, head on over to allearsenglish.com/fluency score, because over there you can take a super short quiz and you're going to get your fluency score, you're going to get your level, and then you can get resources for your level, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, that is such a quick and easy way to know where you're starting so that you know how to get to where you're trying to go, which is that full fluency, that moment of connection where you're having these connection moments all the time because you're no longer worried about your grammar. We can get you guys there if you know where you're starting from. Okay. So awesome. One more time, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Okay. So, Michelle, we have a question from Fernanda from Sao Paulo.
Yes. Fernanda asked a couple questions, and we're going to get into the question about cosmetics today. Lindsay, would you read the question for us?
Definitely. And this is Fernanda, who she says that she's been listening to our show since the beginning of the quarantine. I love it when people found us during the quarantine. That's fantastic. And it's helped her a lot to improve her skills and enjoy free time. I love it. Okay, let's get into the question. She says, I would like to ask you to talk about cosmetic products in the podcast, such as makeup and skincare products, and also talk about ways to start a Skype presentation with small talk. Oh, is that different?
Yes, separate. That's different. Sorry, that's just the purple. Okay. So but that's another good question that we can get into.
That's another good one. So she just wants to know about cosmetic products, like makeup and skincare products, right? Mm-hmm. We're not just learning English for greetings and things like that. We want to know the niche English skills.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. So, I mean, and one part that we left out, I didn't highlight, was that she works in a multinational cosmetic company, and she has to talk with people all over the world. So that's important, too. So this is directly helping her life. But guys, this is not just about, you know, helping one person in one industry. This is just, you know, talk that is used all over.
Yeah, this is international business. We have to know our discipline, our, you know, our industry really, really well in English and in our native language, right?
Exactly, exactly. So this sounds like a really cool job, by the way. I mean, recently I've been trying to learn how to care for my skin more. Like there was over Christmas time, there were so many good deals. And I asked my friend, she works for a cosmetic company. And I was like, do you have any anti-aging skincare recommendations? Because I don't know what I'm doing. And I think things are so expensive that it's hard and it's confusing. There's endless amounts of cosmetics that are used for that kind of thing, for skincare.
Yeah, that would be a great other episode, Michelle, to talk about the anti-aging skincare industry in the U.S. and how abundant, how huge it is. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that, I mean, I guess the number one thing for skincare anti-aging is probably sunscreen, right? I mean, out here, the sun is so strong. Right. So I have to be really careful out here. But yeah, for sure, there's a whole industry around anti-aging. it's really huge.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, today we're going to go over some of the vocabulary that is useful for this, and we're going to talk about what it is or what we do and don't use. And guys, again, like I said, this episode is not just for people who wear makeup. So if you're listening right now and you're like, not for me, keep it on, right? This is a good connection skill to be able to know these terms, right? So we also had another episode, 1455, which was 7 ways to describe a beautiful woman's hair in English. Guys, this is for all people who are, you know, interested in learning English, right? There's no reason why you should say, oh, this doesn't apply to me, right?
Oh, for sure. Because, you know, you need to be able to make, you know, if you think someone has, I don't know, a beautiful eyeliner, you could say you look great. Your eyeliner looks wonderful. Even if you're a guy, that's good to be able to say, to make comments like that, to start that connection, Michelle.
Exactly. I love it. So let's go over some words. We're going to go through these. We got a bunch of them. So the first one is what, Lindsay?
Foundation. So this is what goes on the bottom of, right on the skin, essentially the foundation, the base layer. And we want to try to not get too cakey. I like the expression cakey.
Cakey.
Cakey. That sounds weird to say, doesn't it? Cakey.
It does, but it is kind of like actually almost like becomes like a cake.
A cake, right. It's caked
like this
on.
Texture. Yeah, this texture. Right. It's not good. You don't want it to be cakey. You want it to be smooth.
Yeah, so that's a good bonus phrase for today, guys, that you can apply to different situations too, not just makeup, for sure. Okay. Yeah,
and I don't wear foundation.
No, yeah, I try not to either. I don't.
I used to, but I know it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have like a base, but I don't know.
I don't know. A mascara is the one thing that would be more of my go-to. If I'm going to put any makeup on, I would wear mascara. What's mascara?
Mascara is the one that, you know, it has that brush and you, I mean, we should have done this on YouTube. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for your eyelashes.
Yeah, just basically a black, it makes your eyelashes darker.
Darker, and longer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then eyeliner goes around the outside, the edges of your eyes. Right?
And that's my, I guess if I had to choose one thing, I would say eyeliner. And I usually wear purple.
That's cool. That's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's like my personality thing. It's sometimes brown, but yeah, that's like my one. If I'm like feeling terrible and I'm like, oh, I need something to kind of like make me feel refreshed, like that's what I would go to put on.
Interesting. I would never think about putting on makeup to feel refreshed. Personally,
I don't usually do it, but like if you said like, oh, you can put on one thing to make you feel like, I don't know, to make me feel like a little pep in my step, a little bit more confident for that day.
No, I like that. I like that. What about eyeshadow? Do you use eyeshadow?
I don't think I've used eyeshadow since I was like 14.
Right. Yeah. Eyeshadow goes on your eyelid, right? So we're also getting some vocabulary around the eye. We have our eyelid.
Yeah. We're going through all the different, all the different parts of the face here.
Mm-hmm. And what's next, Michelle?
So, well, you know what? I'm going to go down to the last two eye ones so that I don't, while we're on the eyes. Eyebrow pencil. That's
what's
like
the difference between eyeliner and an eyebrow? Oh, okay. An eyebrow pencil. Okay. What is that,
Michelle? Eyebrow pencil. Yeah, guys. So the eyebrow, right? Right. What's above the eye? Again, I wish I had done this on YouTube. It's such a good YouTube one. So we have, you like fill, I don't use this either. I don't even know what I would do with it. I think I would make a mess. You basically fill in your eyebrows and it's supposed to make them look full.
Yeah, I've seen that before, for sure, for sure. And again, all of these things are based on like a Western or our idea, an American idea of beauty, right? But there may be other tools that you use in your culture,
right,
based on what is beautiful in your culture. I mean, that's kind of the interesting thing about today's episode, like what is beauty across cultures.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think that is a really interesting topic. We can talk about that one day for sure.
Yes.
And then ending on the eye is the eyelash curler. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that, you know, people use. It's like this contraption. You stick your eyelashes in and it curls them. And I remember my mom knew a girl in camp when she was growing up and she like sliced her eyelashes off when she tried to do that. So my mom like never curled her eyelashes.
Oh, that's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. So so in our culture, it's considered beautiful to, first of all, let's look at these tools, right? In American culture, it's beautiful to have long eyelashes, to
like
have
luscious.
Let's see, very like defined eyes. That's one thing, right? If you want to always try to bring the color out of your eye and often matching your clothes or bringing your clothes should bring out your eyes. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that's common. Having some color to your cheeks is considered beautiful in our culture. And having kind of big lips, I guess, in a sense, like voluptuous lips.
Yeah, voluptuous lips. Oh, yeah. People like put all sorts of crazy crap in there. Right. And I shouldn't call it that because if our listeners use that, there's nothing wrong with that. So no judgment here, whatever you want to use. I just don't, I'm not familiar with it, I guess. So definitely educate me if it's something you use that you really like. Let me know because maybe I would like it.
What is your fluency score? Find out in our free 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Are you 50%, 65%, or 80% fluency? allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and I have an interesting question, Michelle. Like, this is a little bit tangentially related, but what do you think is a more important sign of beauty in American culture? The teeth being white and straight, or the nails being curated, or not curated, what's the word? Being maintained. Which is more important in our culture?
I kind of think that a lot of people would say the teeth.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do you think? What do I think?
I agree. I think most people in American culture would say the teeth, but what's your opinion?
I would say the teeth.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so I'm pointing this out because I've found from my experience in different cultures, it's not the same.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I observed that this was my observation, what I thought I saw is that in a place like Japan, it's more important than nails.
Oh, interesting.
So that's, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. That's just what I noticed, what I thought I noticed. And I want to know about the rest of the world. I'm just really curious about how this varies in different parts of the world.
Definitely. Yeah, this is a really interesting conversation. So guys, this is not just about vocabulary here, like memorizing a vocabulary list, but let's just, while we're here, let's go over the last couple. So there's blush, right? Lindsay mentioned having, you know, like kind of rosy cheeks. That's what you put on your cheeks. Then with the lips, you know, some things are lip liner. You put that around your lips I don't use that, but to make them
some people do
stand out. Then lipstick, right? Yep. For the color. And then lip gloss, I think, is more of a shiny sheen, right?
I do think it's kind of cool how people experiment with different colors of lipstick. You could see so many varieties, from just a traditional red to purple to all sorts of cool stuff out there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Really interesting. Good stuff. Okay, Michelle, what else?
Well, I mean, I just think that this whole, you know, and of course you mentioned the SPF and like maybe a cleanser or something like that. I mean, those are all sorts of, I mean, this episode could go on and on vocabulary, but I think, you know, the more important takeaway for today is, yeah, to get vocabulary words, but to consider, you know, what beauty is around the world. And, you know, we're going over the things that we typically know of what is used in the US, but it may be different from where, you know, where you live. So, I mean, definitely something to think about.
Yeah, that is really fascinating. And what causes, like, what creates a standard of beauty, right? I mean, what is it in our culture? Is it the movies? Is it magazines? Is it fashion that tells us what's beautiful? Right? This topic could go really deep. Should we try a role play, Michelle, to show
our
listeners?
Let's do it.
We're right, going between the more abstract and the practical here.
I work for a makeup line and you are asking me questions.
Okay. So I'm looking to really brighten up my face.
Okay, great. So let's find you a foundation. So for your skin tone, let's find you a foundation for your skin tone. And then we can look at blush.
Great. What do you think as far as lipstick color for me?
I'd go with like a deep red, and definitely don't forget a lip liner.
Great. What should I, should I go with black or brown mascara?
I'd say brown. Also get a matching eyebrow pencil to really bring out those luscious brows. And of course, just get some light eyeliner and eyeshadow, and that will do wonders for you.
What about for more casual days? Do I always need heavy lipstick?
No. Let's set you up with a nice lip gloss.
Great. Could you show me how to use an eyelash curler?
Yeah, sure. It's easy. Also, we need to talk about skincare. Let's look into cleansers and face lotion with SPF.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, Michelle. I feel like I'm going to spend $500 department store.
Oh my God. I know. Those things are very intimidating. And it's always like a free consultation, but then you feel like you have to spend money.
I've never really done that. I've never sat down. You do see this in the US in department stores where the first floor always has the makeup counters and the women are always saying, or men sometimes too, fair enough. They're asking you to come and try something for free, but then often you probably do end up spending a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Definitely. So let's go through it. All right. So I said, let's find you a foundation, right? Mm-hmm. So foundation, and then we can look at blush.
Yeah, and I like that construction, by the way, a little grammar bonus, guys. Let's find you something. Right? Let's get you this. Let's show you this. There's a certain construction there where we're using you that I feel like we could do in another episode.
Yeah, let's find you a foundation. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. And then I said, great, what do you think as far as lipstick color for me? Okay, so I'm asking you, which color should I use?
And then I said, don't forget a lip liner. So the thing that goes around your lips.
And then should I go with black or brown mascara? Again, that's the thing that goes on your eyelashes.
Yes. And then I said, get a matching eyebrow pencil to bring out those luscious brows. And then I said, get some light eyeliner and eyeshadow. So these are all for the eye area.
Right. And then I asked for something for more casual days. For example, I don't always need to wear heavy lipstick. And then you said, let's set you up with a nice lip gloss.
Right? So yeah, these are really kind of natural things that like a salesperson might say.
Oh, for sure. No doubt. And then an eyelash curler, right? You asked to be shown that. And then what, Michelle?
I said, let's look into cleansers, so things that will clean your face, and face lotion with SPF. Whew, this was a vocabulary-rich episode.
Vocab-heavy episode. I hope you guys are writing this down.
Yes.
But, I mean, what does it come down to for the takeaway, Michelle?
Guys, I mean, this is good vocabulary. I mean, sometimes, you know, we try not to overload you with too many words all in once, but this was kind of one of those, you know, let's fly through them, but also not just about vocabulary, but connection skills, like in this role play, some of the things that you, you know, heard the saleswoman saying. But, you know, being able to discuss this in general, like beauty and culture, beauty around the world. I mean, it teaches us a lot about ourselves. There's a lot to learn about the world, about culture through makeup, through beauty. So this was a really great question.
Yeah. And comparing your culture, right? I mean, eventually, you know, as we're talking with each other, other students, other people from around the world and with native speakers, we can talk about what are the values of beauty in our culture and others. And that would be a connection moment right there. Right?
Mm-hmm. So good. Absolutely. Oh my gosh, this was fun.
Yeah, good stuff, Michelle. I've got like 10,000 more episode ideas. So we're going to be podcasting until we're 65.
Okay, awesome. I love it. I'm here for it.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.